This is Free Talk Live, hour number three, the third and final and best hour of the show tonight. 1-800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number for you to call. 1-800-259-9231. It's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Jason.
And don't forget to check out our website at freetalklive.com. And check out the archives section. The last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page, available for you to download, fully described, ready to go in handy one-piece MP3 packets. Right there at freetalklive.com. And also, everyone should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to their website at freestateproject.org. Now, one of the things that I saw today while I was out and about on the internet doing some prep was a call that was made to the Factor, to the Bill O'Reilly Show. There have been some...
What say you?
I say that this is one of the greatest things that I've heard in a long time.
It's pretty good.
Bill O'Reilly has no ability to cope with reality.
No, he doesn't. I think he lost it a little bit.
For those of you who have not been keeping track, Keith Olbermann on MSNBC, who hosts the nightly news program Countdown, has been at odds with Bill O'Reilly recently. He said some not too kind things about Bill O'Reilly, and Bill O'Reilly, in turn, has cried and thrown a fit and thrown his power and weight around. So what we've got here, this is a phone call, audio from a phone call that was made to Bill O'Reilly's program that got dumped. Okay, so what you're going to hear at the end of this, what this guy said to set Bill O'Reilly off, got dumped, didn't make it out on the air. But listen to how Bill O'Reilly reacts to what was being said. So here's Mike's call to Bill O'Reilly.
Orlando, Florida. Mike, go.
Hey, Bill, I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I like to listen to you during the day. I think Keith Olbermann's show.
There you go. Mike is he's a gone guy.
There you go. Did you hear that? I think Keith Olbermann, oh, you're
cut.
Gone. You're
cut.
Gone. Well, what are you going to do about it, Bill? What are you going to do?
We have your phone numbers, by the way. So if you're listening, Mike, we have your phone number. And we're going to turn it over to Fox Security. And you'll be getting a little visit.
Maybe Mike is from the mothership.
No, maybe Mike's going to get in big trouble. Because we're not going to play around. When you call us, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, we do have your phone number. And if you say anything untoward, obscene, or anything like that, Fox Security, then we'll contact your local authorities, and you will be held accountable. Fair?
That's fair.
So just all you guys who do this kind of a thing, you know, I know some shock jocks, whatever, you will be held accountable. Believe it. We'll be right back.
Believe it. Believe it. Well, you know who else has Mike's phone number? Me. Hey, Mike, you are on Free Talk Live with Torgo, Johnson, and Jason. How you doing?
Not bad. I got to clear something up for you, though.
Are you not the Mike who made the call?
I'm not the Mike that made the call, but let me tell you how I came to be a part of this. I've got my website, callingallwingnuts.com, which is probably where you got that that audio file from. And
yeah.
I've been calling Bill for a while. This isn't the first time he's made threats. He threatened to come to my house once before, but anyway, I saw that he had started this petition on his website to get Keith Olbermann fired. And for all the time he spends talking about people smearing other people and destroying their careers and the whole sing-song he's got, I thought it was kind of hypocritical, so I decided that what I would do is do my best using my website and the reputation that I've got over at Daily Coast to put together as many people as I could. I call them wingnut spinners to call Bill So. And this mic that you hear is actually from Florida. He got through that day, and he finally you know pushed Bill over the edge, as you all heard. He was unsteady as it was. He was just tipping on the precipice, and this guy from Florida gave him the last little boost he needed.
So, do you know,
that was actually Thursday. Today we got through to his so again with another three or four callers. And these callers actually got calls back from Fox News Security today.
Oh, wow. I was just going to ask if there were any calls back from Fox Security.
Yeah. And we know it was Fox News Security because we did a reverse lookup on the phone number that he left on the voicemail, and it went back to the Fox News studios. So Keith Olbermann on his show just now, it'll be repeated at midnight on MSNBC, just did a knock you on your ass funny piece about how there's no liability at all. I mean, this is a talk radio show. They invite you to call in. We have no exposure, and he had a state attorney on giving that advice. So we feel pretty good about what we're doing. And you know what? We'll stop. As soon as Bill apologizes to Keith Olbermann and takes that petition down, we'll stop all this. We're reasonable people.
I would laugh. I'd like to see Bill O'Reilly no longer be able to use his phone lines because he gets calls. And I would call out to other radio shows as well to just to talk about this story and to just send their armies of listeners to just make calls that are just nonsense and just say Keith Olbermann as soon as you get on the line.
Because to Bill O'Reilly, those two words are the utmost obscenity.
Make it so that Bill O'Reilly has to just empty his dump box and just...
And then Keith Olbermann gets out on the air because his dump box is empty, right? He doesn't have any time. The radio goes live at that point.
Pretty much.
Unless he goes to break again and regenerates his dump box.
Yeah, or what will happen is he won't... Keith Olbermann won't get on the air because what he'll do is his dump box will go empty and then he'll simply just stop taking calls and he won't be able to use his phone lines. Basically, callers could disable the phone lines to the point of where he would no longer be able to use them.
And he could stop it all just by being a stand-up guy and apologizing to Keith Olbermann. I mean, he's bashing everybody else for doing something that he's doing himself. It's the height of hypocrisy. And you know what? We've got the phone lines. We've got the internet. We might as well start taking our media back.
Absolutely. You know, even though, you know, I was a little bit mistaken at first because, you know, I'm talking to not the person who was making the phone call, but I like the fact that you are taking the time to get people to start making some kind of a change, that you're getting people to start making Bill O'Reilly hopefully realize what a complete jackass he's being. It's good. I'm very happy about that. Kudos to you, Mike.
I'm not hopeful. I don't think that day's going to come. I think he's going to have, you know, Alzheimer's and be beyond the capability of realizing what an ass he is before
that's
he
fine
ever
too. That's
gets
fine
that
too. I think people should, you know, if that's the route that has to be happen, then fine. Drive him out of his mind.
Right. And
I agree. Talk to this guy until he decides to give up the radio show anyway. And then you know what we've done? We've taken back 2 hours of broadcast airtime that somebody else more responsible can fill.
Not only that, even more importantly than making him realize the error of his ways, if you keep this up and he keeps having these breakdowns on the air and just getting more and more ridiculous, the people who are listening to his show will start losing faith in him.
Yeah, those poor folks who actually fans. They say,
have you seen his ratings? That's already happening. His ratings are decreasing. Olbermann's are increasing, which is a wonderful thing. On Wednesday night, Olbermann had this piece up. Olbermann had 75% of Bill's audience on Wednesday night. No. Now, O'Reilly's been the king of prime time, the number one rated news show at 8 o'clock for about 8 or 9 years now. And Olbermann's breathing down his neck. I think it's a great thing to see.
Well, thank you, Mike, for taking the time to talk to us. We appreciate it, and we appreciate the efforts that you and the people who read your blog at callingallwingnuts.com are taking. We appreciate the call, and keep it up. All right, that's it. We're back with more in a minute. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free for you to call 1-800-259-9231. It's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Jason.
And you can check out our website at freetalklive.com. Check out all the free stuff that we have for you there, including the newest portion of the website, the Wiki.
The Wiki.
The Wiki. W-I-K-I. freetalklive.com, full of information about the show, show descriptions, the hosts, callers, pro-liberty information, and it's completely user-editable. You see something that's incorrect, you want to make a change, you can make a change right there on the page. You want to post something that's a complete lie, can't stop you. Go right ahead. wiki.freetalklive.com. We would prefer you didn't post complete lies, but you can if you'd like. You know, nothing we can do to stop you.
You know what somebody should invent?
An easy way to break Ian and Manwich out of jail?
Well, that too. But I was going to say a wiki bar.
A wiki bar? Like a snack food?
No.
Like, that's a tasty wiki bar.
But this would be better with almonds. I think I'll throw those in there.
No, I mean kind of like a tiki bar, but a wiki bar where you could go and you could just edit your own drinks.
I see. I see. See, I knew you weren't talking about snack foods. I thought you were talking about like a toolbar on your computer, some kind of a wiki bar. But no, you're talking about going out and drinking at the local wiki bar.
But you order your wiki drink, and but by the time it gets to you, it's so much stuff.
Other people.
What
everyone's able to.
Yeah, that's what it is. You come in the door and you place your order. You write it down, and then you set the piece of paper down. You have to walk away for 15 minutes. And anyone can do whatever they want with your piece of paper. And then you come back 15 minutes later, and you have to drink whatever it is that's there.
Oh, we have to run with this idea.
Absolutely, we need to open a wiki bar, or have wiki night at a regular established bar.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to call up Jimmy Wales from Wikipedia, suggest the idea to him. Why not? He got money from porn. I'm sure he's okay getting money from booze as well.
Yeah, why not?
That is not a statement that I know anything about Jimmy Wales at all, and I don't mean to imply that he is actually all about the booze or the porn, but, you know, you never know.
I don't know, but people tend to want to save him.
But you could always edit the entry about him on Wikipedia.
You certainly could, which he may just edit right back.
Yeah, probably.
The man with no morals. What? I'm sorry, ethics is what I meant to say. Ethics, because he's got this Wikipedia ethic that he promotes, and that people who use Wikipedia, if there's an entry about you, you're not supposed to make any changes to it. You're not supposed to edit your own entries in,
really?
In the wiki. Yeah. You're supposed to just let the community gather the information and post it. And if it's incorrect, you know, you might want to tell somebody it's incorrect, but don't make the changes to your own Wikipedia page.
Huh, never heard about that.
Yep.
Interesting.
So I won't edit my own page on our wiki.
I will. I'm going to edit mine. Because mine is just a cut and paste of something that I created in the first place.
Right, I understand that.
So I'm going to edit that because the thing that I created in the first place was something that I did in 5 minutes and didn't spend any time on. So I definitely would like to change mine.
Yeah, mine,
you know what?
I did
I would
in about
like,
5 minutes as well.
I would like the listeners to change yours. Anybody who's got time right now, go to the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com. Click on the personalities link there on the front page and edit Johnson's Wikipedia.
Go for it.
Free Talk Live wiki entry. Make it a little more interesting, a little bit more fun.
Throw in that guerrilla campaign in Costa Rica about 7 years ago.
Exactly. And
I will say that I already started my edit. One of the things that I added to the Wikipedia, because I wanted to, I'm going to link to this eventually. One of the things that I felt brought me to libertarianism a little bit was participation as a youth and just paying attention to the hacker movement. And I posted this document on the Wikipedia, the Hacker's Manifesto.
Ah, Mentor's Last Words.
That's right.
For the two people who understand what we're talking about. Yeah.
Hey, man, a lot of people have seen the movie Hackers, and it is featured in that movie. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have heard that.
Oh, that's right, because Mark Anthony reads it in Hackers, the movie. God. All right, so it looks like Jason may have something for us. Is that true?
I just may.
This just in, hot off the press.
From Providence, Rhode Island. Walter Sange?
Sange.
Sange.
I'll take Sange.
Stonehenge. Walter Stonehenge.
Well, whoever this guy is, he's a retired Texas school teacher. He traveled north with his wife, Deanna. Saw summer change to fall in Rhode Island and decided this was a place to stay for a while. So the Sanges lived in... Whoa.
That's Scituate.
Scituate. Now, and Walter sometimes has breakfast at the Gentleman Farmer in Scituate Village, where he has passed the test and become a regular, despite an accident that is definitely not local.
Accident.
Accident.
Just saying.
It was no accident.
I had a foreign accident. I had an accident that wasn't really local, if you know what I mean. No, I'm sorry, sir. I don't know what you mean.
Fair enough.
Do you understand me?
And it was there, at his usual table last week, that he told me he was, quote, madder than a panther with kerosene on his tail.
Madder than a panther with kerosene on his tail.
That's a new one.
Is this guy a cartoon guy?
That's how we do it down in Texas.
Well, he says things like that.
Hopping horny toads. I'll tell you, I am madder than a panther with kerosene on his tail. Madder than a panther with his biscuits burning. Fire in the hatch!
Now, I don't think I've ever been as angry as a panther with kerosene on his tail. But what got this fella so upset might seem trivial to some people who have learned to accept small infringements on their freedom as just part of the way things are in this age of terror-fed paranoia. It's that everything changed after 9/11 thing. But not Walter. Quote, we're a product of the 60s, he said. We believe government should be way away from us in that regard. He was referring to a recent decision made by him and his wife to be responsible, to do the kind of thing that just about anyone would say makes good, solid, financial sense. They paid down some debt. Good,
well, good for them.
Good for them indeed.
Absolutely. Go, Walter.
The balance on their JCPenney Platinum MasterCard had gotten to an unhealthy level, so they sent in a large payment, a check for $6,522. Good night.
So, all right, so these people sitting there said, hey, we owe JCPenney a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, too.
We should give them the money we owe.
Well, it's their MasterCard, actually. It's a JCPenney-branded MasterCard, so they use it for other purposes. But we owe our MasterCard a lot of money. Let's pay it down. We got $6,000 that we could, you know, use for expenses and stuff. What's $6,000? $6,500. We'll put it on our credit card. There we go. We'll get that out of our way. Don't have to deal with as much interest. Good job, guys.
Oh, but an alarm went off. Red flags went up. And the Assange's behavior was found questionable.
By whom, you say?
All they did was pay down their debt. They didn't call a suspected terrorist on their cell phone. They didn't try to sneak a machine gun through customs like Ian and Manwich did earlier. They just
which got them put in prison.
Yeah.
Rightfully.
They just paid a hefty chunk of their credit card balance. And they learned how frighteningly wide the net of suspicion has been cast.
All right, we're going to find out exactly what happened to these people when we come back. Unless you want to call and take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. Is there anything wrong with paying down some of your debt? Should that really get you under scrutiny by the powers that be, the so-called powers that be? Let us know what you think. 1-800-259-9231. More show coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Torgo here with you.
And Little Johnson.
And Jason.
Little Johnson. The elephant of man.
The elephant of man.
Exactly. I'm not sure what that means, but
neither do I.
He's gone rogue.
He's gone rogue. Somebody better rein him in. If you want to know what exactly we mean or what else is happening with Johnson or the rest of the show, sign up for the updates list at freetalklive.com. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Anytime we have any new developments with the show, we add an affiliate, we've got big news. I'm ever on TV again, you'll get notified if you sign up for the updates list. That's right, I'm playing off that celebrity I got from being on that local cable show who stopped airing a week after I appeared.
Yeah, I gotta say, you were by far the most entertaining aspect of that show from the one episode I saw.
Well, I was there for several other episodes that you don't know about.
Oh?
I ran their sound on that show.
So...
Don't blame me for it. Their equipment was awful. Awful. But anyway, yeah, that's right. I worked for free for a local cable access program.
Man,
running sound.
You love working for free.
I do. That's why I'm here right now. Well, that, and someone had to cover for Ian and Manwich, as they are, as we mentioned earlier, in prison. Well, they're not in prison yet. They still, you know, there's still all the trial and stuff like that that's got to take place. But they are currently being held in a local detention facility.
I didn't know Ian owned a trench coat.
Well, seeing as how... Maybe he bought it just to kind of cover up a little bit. See, the issue is, Ian usually does this show almost entirely nude, which we talked about last night.
Little boxers, that's it.
Tiny boxers. It's really just kind of like an eye patch and a sock.
and I don't think if he had the choice that he'd even wear those.
No.
We found out apparently he doesn't, you know, when he's on the road.
Right, exactly. See, Ian also doesn't get out very much, so it didn't really occur to him that he couldn't go out in the same state that he's used to being in, you know, around the studio and around his house. So... Ian, unfortunately, got picked up for indecent exposure. Now, why was Manwich picked up? Because Manwich was running along behind him with a trench coat, trying to throw it over his shoulders. But the police thought that Manwich was his accomplice in flashing. So now, as it stands right now, they've got some public indecency charges that they need to deal with, meaning that Jason, Johnson, and I will be here for the foreseeable future, which is about 25 minutes.
You poor, poor people.
Exactly. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about a couple.
Yes,
in Rhode Island.
Walter and Deanna Assange. They moved to Rhode Island. I mean, absolutely nothing out of the ordinary. They had a bit of extra money. They decided to make a sizable payment on one of their credit cards.
Some sort of hippie business? Were they, like, manufacturing hacky sacks or something?
Foot bags is what they're called.
Foot bags.
selling bundles of... what is that? The sage.
And they were selling hemp hats.
Hemp everything.
Hemp everything.
Making wide varieties of odd flavors of ice cream.
There used to actually be a store locally here that sold hemp everything. It was called,
really?
It was called Hempsters, was the name of the store. It was in our local mall here. This was back when I was, I don't know, 15. So I thought it was cool. I went in there, I'm like, I'm in the hemp store. Everything here is made out of weed, man. And now, I've never smoked marijuana in my life, and I probably never will. But at the same time, I wanted to be cool, like all the other kids in my high school. So I went to Hempsters, and I bought some, like, hemp gear, you know, like little pot leaf stickers and these, like, Rice Krispie treats with hemp seeds in them. And, you know, a notebook made from hemp paper with, like, a woven hemp cover on it. And I was just like, look at me, man. I'm edgy. I'm all about the weed, man.
And then other fellows come up to say, hey, little Torgo, you want to go smoke? And he's like, no, man, I don't do that.
Like, what are you talking about, smoking? No, I just wear it and eat it and write on it, man. What are you talking about, smoking? Yeah, that store stayed open for about 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, as far as the hippies, the Texas hippies go. They make a sizable payment on their credit card. $6,522, to be precise. So, what's the deal here?
Yep.
Shouldn't be any problem with that. Yep. They're paying down their debt.
Good for them.
Right. Well, after sending in the check, they checked online to see if their account had been duly credited. They learned that the check had arrived, but the amount available for credit on their account hadn't changed. So Deanna Assange calls the credit card company, and then Walter called. Quote from Walter, when you mess with my money, I want to know why.
I'm madder than a cat on fire!
Panther with kerosene on his tail.
Burning cat, you throw down on the ground, he gets mad. He gets all riled up, and that's me right now, he's messing with my money.
Well, they both learned the same astounding piece of information. They were told as they moved up the managerial ladder at the call center that the amount they had sent in was much larger than their normal monthly payment, and if the increase hits a certain percentage higher than that normal payment, Homeland Security has to be notified and the money doesn't move until the threat alert is lifted.
Oh, they've paid too much money on their credit cards. They're terrorists. Look at that. They paid down their MasterCard. They must be planning to kill somebody. What?
They're a threat to my security.
Ugh.
Paying off their credit cards. Who the hell do these people think they are?
That means there is a federal law that I never knew about until just now.
Indeed.
That states that Homeland Security has to be notified if you make a payment on a credit card that is a certain percentage higher than your average payment that you would normally make.
So, if you have a credit card in which you're paying, I don't know, $15 a month.
Yeah,
I'd really like to know what this percentage is.
Cause, yeah.
Because say you all of a sudden send in $300. I mean, still not a lot of money, but a great deal larger than $15.
Yep. Right. At that point, you're paying 2,000% more than you normally would pay.
And Homeland Security just might know about it. Well, Walter, he called television stations, the ACLU, and the fellow who wrote this article, guy by the name of Bob Kerr. And he went on the internet to see what he could learn. He learned about changes in something called the Bank Privacy Act. The more I'm on, the scarier it gets. It's scary how easily someone in Homeland Security can get permission to spy. Truer words never spoken.
Well, hopefully they got their money.
They did.
Okay.
Their money was freed up, and they were apparently found not to be promoting global terrorism under the guise of paying a credit card bill.
Even though they were hippies?
Even though they were Texas hippies.
Texas hippies.
Isn't
that some kind of a paradox, really?
Yeah.
Can you be a hippie from Texas? I mean, he's a retired school teacher, so I don't know if he's...
What, are you talking about, like, one of those paradoxes where the universe is destroyed or something like that, if they meet another, like, hippie or something like that?
It's like matter and antimatter, Texan and hippie. I don't think they can come in contact with one another without ripping the fabric of reality apart.
Because Texan is to imply, and no offense to any Texans out there, but it's to imply redneck.
I bet Alex Jones could kill a hippie.
Ooh, I bet he could kill him with his brain alone.
I want him to do it on air. That's right, Alex Jones. We're issuing you a challenge. Kill a hippie on the air.
I bet Chuck Norris could kill a hippie.
Oh, easily.
Chuck Norris.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Has already killed all the hippies. They just don't know it yet. 1-800-259-9231. More show coming your way. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com or call 1-800-625-9039. That's 1-800-625-9039 today.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called Trivibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number for you to call to get in on the fun here, 1-800-259-9231. Also, check out our website at freetalklive.com. Completely free. We got all kinds of stuff there, including live streaming, where you can listen to the show live via the internet. We have a broadband version of the stream, a dial-up version of the stream. Whatever your connection is, we got a stream for you at freetalklive.com. It's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Jason.
And also, don't forget, once a month, we ask everybody to vote for the show. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It helps us move up in the podcast rankings in order to get more people to pay attention to the show, bring more people to listen to the show, and in turn, spread the message of liberty. If you want to help support that and help support the program, go to vote.freetalklive.com. We are going to go to the phones. We've got Bill in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm really upset.
Why? What's up?
Ian and Manwich are in jail for, you know, promoting global terrorism. They made too much profit amping the show.
Well, it would have been fine had they not then spent all of that money to pay off Ian's credit card that he had racked up a bunch of charges on online gambling sites.
Yes, sir. I was shocked by that. And apparently other people were, too, because, you know, I had people in my store today telling me that, you know, there are people out there who shouldn't make too much profit.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I looked at them like they were space aliens.
There were people in your store saying, people are making too much money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, they were asking why ammunition prices had gone up so much. And I was like, you know, part of it's the metal cost, but probably part of it's, you know, from gas. You know, ammunition's pretty heavy. There's a lot of lead.
Yep.
And so therefore you got to pay for more gas in order to get it to the stores and wherever.
Yeah,
and he started telling me about how Exxon and all these oil companies make billions of dollars in profit. And I simply responded by saying, that's good.
Yeah, I've met a couple of people like that, and they're always telling me, the government should put a stop to all this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I was like, what are you talking about? The more money they make, the more they're able to improve their product and their services and better serve you. And he's like, yeah, but there should be a limit.
What?
And it didn't make any sense.
So much for that American dream mumbo-jumbo.
Yeah,
so what, does that mean either bring your prices down so you make less per item, or is that... once you sell a certain number of items and you've hit X number of dollars in profit, you've got to shut down for the rest of the year?
I don't know. I mean,
well,
maybe
I think
you can
we
only...
know Homeland Security would want.
They might get in on that. I mean, have Ian and Manwich been contacted by Homeland Security yet? Or
absolutely.
Don't you guys know? Haven't you had an update?
I think Homeland Security has definitely been in touch with Ian and Manwich.
Ooh, really? We have to assume...
in a special place?
We have to assume that because they're currently being held in an undisclosed location. So.
I see.
We're hoping that we can get lawyers to actually get in contact with them now that they're being held in Guantanamo Bay.
Well, you're hoping.
Yeah. Maybe they are, too.
Well, who knows what they're hoping. Pretty soon, I'm sure, there'll be a lot of touching going on.
Oh.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate you taking the time.
Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, you too.
So long.
Some sort of things about a naked pyramid and a picture. I don't know.
I don't know, but maybe we have some news because we've got David from California on the line. David, hello, sir. You are on Free Talk Live if you're there.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, David.
Greetings.
Hey, it's tragic to hear about what happened to Ian and Manwich.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah, but...
I don't know. I like this chair.
Well, whenever, if they ever come back... I just wanted to say you guys are doing a great job, and hopefully they have more co-host night.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You know what? Awesome. I demand a 50% pay increase.
I demand it as well. No.
All right, David, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, and hopefully they will listen to you because we know that they won't listen to us. Have a good night, man.
All right, guys.
All right, so Ian and Manwich, for people who don't know, Ian and Manwich in jail, they're terrorists. Awful terrorists because they paid too much money on their credit card bill, and Ian's a drug mule,
and
they got stopped by TSA George.
And Ian was flashing.
And Ian was flashing while they were beating old women with hammers.
Yes.
Just a recap. So I can understand.
Just visualize that.
Yeah, just visualize all of that happening at once, and maybe you can understand why these menaces were taken off of our streets. You know what? I need to calm down. So instead of continuing on this, we're going to talk to Eric. Eric in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good. How's it going, guys?
Pretty
going
well.
Going well.
Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about Katrina.
Is this a person,
what
or are
her?
You talking about the hurricane?
Yeah, is she there?
Katrina? Actually, much like someone who we can't mention on air, she is the silent co-host in the corner.
Katrina and the Wave, Walking on Sunshine.
Okay.
Oh.
That was awful. Is that all you got?
No.
Okay, what's
that? Hey, there were roughly 200,000 homes destroyed in New Orleans alone.
Yes.
95% of their businesses destroyed.
Yes.
Now, since New Orleans sits roughly 25 feet below sea level, FEMA had purchased $300 million worth of these fifth wheel trailers for people that were displaced. Over a quarter of a million people.
Right.
And these trailers are sitting in a neighboring state, but FEMA has a rule. They can't place trailers.
Okay. We're coming up on the break. You got 10 seconds.
Go.
All right. Sorry about that, Eric. We got to let you go. If you've got something to say, we can take your calls in these few remaining minutes. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Only a few minutes remaining in the show, but still enough time for you to get a call in. 1-800-259-9231. It's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Jason.
And don't forget to check out our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you like what we're doing, take part in our amplifier program. That's AMP. .freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what that is people who like the show, like the message of the show, and want to help us grow and spread the message of liberty, have decided to help the show. For as little as $3 a month, they're contributing to help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live through our AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, one of the things that we do here, aside from just read whatever it is that we see that we find interesting, is this is a show about your calls. And so when we get calls, we go to them, like right now. We are going to Kirby in New Jersey.
Hey,
Kirby.
Co-host, you people.
Hey, I gotta tell you. Kirby.
I got to tell you, man, you've been all wrong about Yiddin Bay, which is death. What's really happened is they've been abducted by aliens.
Really?
Like aliens.
Space aliens or illegal aliens?
Both.
Both. Illegal space aliens.
I think you've definitely been abducted by green aliens.
Wow.
Little green something.
Little green something.
Did these aliens happen to sell you whatever you smoked right before you called us?
No, seriously, I am not intoxicated in any manner whatsoever.
Oh, you just act like this?
I was just listening to last night's podcast and was new.
Oh, okay.
Listening to these guys coming up with all these crazy ideas. What happened to them? Either that or they were raped to death by Jake Gyllenhaal.
Actually, well...
Wow.
That was stellar.
Well, we actually... I'm sorry, but we do need to inform you. Actually, something serious did happen tonight. They were arrested by the TSA on their way back. So
really?
It's actually a serious matter, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they were...
I can imagine.
They were picked up. They were smuggling chihuahuas across the border.
Yep.
Inside Ian's abdominal cavity. So it was kind of a disturbing thing because he looked like a really skinny pregnant guy, and it drew a little bit of attention.
Yep.
I can also imagine.
All right.
The very same kind of chihuahuas that mauled him to death last night.
Well, that was just one chihuahua, and it was angry. That was an angry little dog. All right, Kirby. Well, thank you for the call. If you come up with any new ideas on how to kill Ian and Manwich, we'll be more than happy to take them.
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night. 1-800-259-9231. Only seconds remain in the program,
Real quick, before we went to the break, I just want to, you know, because we had that one caller who called in to talk about the trailers, and he kind of, you know, got a little flustered when we went out there. Well, the short of it, those trailers are in disuse. Billions of dollars, or actually, did he say 300 billion, 300 million? It's something, a very large amount of tax money was spent on those trailers, and they are in complete disuse.
That's actually, he was able to get his point out. I stepped on it, though, and that was my fault. Not only are they in disuse, but the people who they have moved out there, they put where they put those trailers is still on a floodplain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
great.
FEMA took all that time to move all these people out right into the floodplain. That is it for us tonight. We are out of time. Tomorrow night, it will not be a co-host show. Instead, panel discussion featuring every guest we've ever had on Free Talk Live. That's right, 17-man program for you tomorrow night because we love you. Until then, it has been Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Jason.
Everybody have a good night. The show will get back to normal sometime soon. Until then, we're out of here. See ya.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, folks.